Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Artful by Peter David, performed by James Langton. Author's Preface, which reintroduces us to the acclaimed Mr. Jack Dawkins, known to sundry as the Artful Dodger, and laments the inattention paid him as compared to more simpering examples of the day. It has been an inordinate amount of time since Jack Dawkins was left in the dire straits as described by his previous biographer, the acclaimed Mr. Dickens, who, for all the right and proper praise heaped on him, nevertheless seemed to have his priorities ever so slightly out of whack in his previous visitation with Mr. Dawkins, described and referred to by various and sundry as the Artful Dodger, or the Artful, depending upon your familiarity with and respect for the personage in question. This is a rather shocking lapse in an otherwise laudable writing career that spanned 20 of years in the first half of the 19th century. Mr. Dickens, a.k.a. Boz, received an understandable amount of acclaim for a career that included a variety of tomes of uplifting tales, typically detailing the lives of people facing overwhelming odds in a society that seemed bound and determined to destroy them. More often than not, they ended up having their spirits crushed right before their lives were ruthlessly snatched from whatever was left of their battered and broken bodies. They were the sort of tales, in short, that could only prompt readers to rejoice in whatever minor travails afflicted their own meagre existences, as whatever it was they were facing paled to insignificance in comparison to the relentless onslaught of misery and mayhem visited upon many of Mr. Dickens's cast of orphans, thieves, hapless fools, and misanthropes. Standing upon the shoulders of many of these, however, remains Dodger, the renowned snatcher of handkerchiefs, purses, snuff-boxes, and the like. Why Mr. Dickens, in his biography of that particular moment, preferred to focus on the adventures of the orphan parish child Oliver Twist, remains a matter of speculation and mystery to all subsequent scribes of those long-departed times. Of a London nearly 20 gone, back when it was a pox-infested, grimy, depressing, fog-bound, class-favouring, sprawling, noxious, odorous, and overall distasteful place in which to live and breathe and sicken and die, as opposed to modern.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?